Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. Pray that you tune in each day and that you invite friends and neighbors to join you in the broadcast. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion each and every day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we're talking about our new world order, our global governance, if you will. In fact, in Revelation chapter 17, it talks about a one world religious order. Revelation chapter 18, it talks about a one world global economic system. Revelation 13, we're told about the one world dictator, ruler, leader. And also in the 13th chapter of the book of the Revelation, we're told about the one world religious leader. So are we on a fast track for a global system that America would be melded into? What is the one world order? Where did that originate? What is the thought behind it? Who would be in control? Perhaps you have questions and comments, interest and concern about it. Are we on the fast track to see the overthrow, the demise of the United States of America as a sovereign nation? May I simply put a footnote to that question? I believe we are, and I believe that we can look at the scripture and understand what God says about the future for America. But at the same time, I don't believe we need to wave the white flag in surrender and close the doors of the churches and walk away and do nothing. So we'll talk about all of those elements of this today. Perhaps you have questions, comments. Perhaps you have ideas or interest. Perhaps you have a question about the biblical record where God has already told us in advance in the eschatological prophetic text as to what is going to take place as far as the world is concerned, and America is included in that global governance plan that God's already said will take place. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. It's not based on what I think. It's not based on what some denomination says. But our concerns and our interests, our statements ought to be made based on the authoritative word of God. It is what I call the truth book. The truth book. Many are not concerned about truth today, but God's word is a truth book. It is the book of books. It is called the Bible. It's the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And I recommend it to you. If you wonder what you should do, how we should respond, if you're wondering what the Christians ought to do today, or conservatives, in this world of chaos, in this nation that is being immersed in sin and satanic, demonic ideals and purposes, the Bible gives us instructions of what we should do and how we should respond. As we look at the Word of God, we find in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." Ladies and gentlemen, truth is the fidelity to the original. It's not a copy. You remember the old photocopy machines? You could put a copy in and a copy of that copy and copy of that copy until after about five or six copies, you have a very dim image. Well, truth is the fidelity to the original. Go back to the Word of God. That's the original. So therefore, if you want to measure anything that's said or done, measure it by the scripture. Jesus says, "I am truth." And then in John 17:17, Jesus makes a declaratory statement. He says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should cause us to sit up and take notice. It's the truth of the word of God that ought to be that fidelity to the original that we go by each and every day. It was George Orwell in his 1984 dystopian fiction novel made a statement about truth. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's where we are today. What I'm saying today on this broadcast will be looked at and disdained. What you say as a Christian, what we say as believers, the stand that we take based on the authority of Scripture, is today rejected, ridiculed, dissed, and demeaned. But it still, nevertheless, is the truth, and that's the truth we need to stand on. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that made the statement, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that's what we need to do today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I add this to the thought in Matthew 16, verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's the statement, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the statement that Peter made, that the Lord Jesus says he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Now, I believe that to be absolutely, without any question, true today. So does that mean the church will always stand? No. It means that God has promised through his word that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That doesn't mean that we may not have to go underground as a church. That does not mean that we may not have to be put in a position of persecution and prosecution as a church, as Christians. Those things, I believe, just like we're seeing in China and Russia, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, and all parts of the globe where the Christian church today has been persecuted and prosecuted, I believe America is on the fast track for that and will be ultimately melded into a global universal one world order, global system of governance. And we'll talk about that in this broadcast today. And that telephone number is 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about the power backup generation equipment, as well as the professional and homeowner brand lawn care equipment for caring for your lawn. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road happens to be right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, that you can find that will lead you to Tools for Time. It's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, give me just one moment, and we'll take our first call. But let me remind you that the Pope has just announced, listen, the Pope has just announced, in all of his wisdom, in all of his wonderment, in all of his biblical stewardship, the Pope has just announced that after the coronavirus pandemic, that we must have, and I quote, a new world order. According to the Pope's theory of this new world order, we must shift from the capitalism system to socialism. We must embrace a proposed New Green Deal. We must dismantle the military buildup. We must remove all inequities in society. And we must have a global political system. So, ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for where we're going today. What do you think about it? Do you think we're headed into a global one-world system? Do you think that's all right? What does the Bible say in response to it? Those are the questions we have today. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go over to the question and comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
What elegant words could I speak that would wake up what I'm calling the living dead? We the people.
Yes.
When you stop and think of going into a new world order, We need to look at what is the old world order we're leaving. What was its purpose in the world throughout the decades and that in the past? It was to be the salt and light of the world, to be the beacon of Christianity, to be offered and brought to the world.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of the audience do not want to believe that the satanic cults have been praying to Satan to come on the scene, let's say, to take over what God has created. And they've been doing it for decades.
Yes.
So have they gained more power through their praise to Satan than we have to our prayers to God? It looks like it, doesn't it?
It sure looks like it, but let me stipulate this. Dan, hang on. Don't hang up yet. Let me stipulate this, and then we can go back to your dialogue. The question is, as I understand it, do those that have been praying to Satan and the demonic powers, do they have the prayers, or their prayers being answered more than the prayers of the Christian? Well, here's one of the major problems that I'm finding that I believe is a rudimentary, fundamental, elemental problem that we're dealing with in this whole issue, and that is the failure of Christians to be salt and light in a darkened, decaying, dying society in which we're living in. We are releasing it. We are allowing it. We are today submitting and surrendering to the demands of a socialistic, communistic, Marxism style of government that is overthrowing our liberties, our freedoms, and the right to worship in the United States of America. Now, I don't know if that answered it succinctly enough.
Well, what I'm getting to is, in the old world order, the enemies of Christians throughout the world were cutting off heads. To this day, they still cut off heads if
That's right.
you do not denounce Christ. Okay. So they want to, for us, America, to come into their world order, not ours. Our founding fathers made it clear what we were to be and what we were to be doing in order to keep it. And we have failed. And when you look at the silence and how they went about it, the powers, the wealth, and the corruption, I call it the evil trinity, where government, organized crime, and corporate greed and powers got together behind closed doors. And I have a theory on it that one day I'd like to present, that when those three got together, it was the ultimate demise of America. And that was way back in the 30s. So when we look at our history and we look at how in the world did the most powerful nation in the world be quietly taken over from within? Again, we look at the founding fathers. They warned us that it could happen. Well, guess what? It has happened, and it is up to us to fight back. I'm not saying pick up arms and bullets and shoot and kill the enemy. I'm saying return to God. In the only way we can, drop to our knees in prayer as a majority, Amen. Because we are the majority. And if we don't do it, we will definitely fall in our lifetime. And that's what's yes. scary. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime.
One of the
but
things, Dan, that you perhaps are familiar with, and for the past 100 years, approximately, give or take, we've had the infiltration of communism in America. We've allowed the Socialist Marxist Communist Party of America rule in our nation, and I think it should have never been free to do so. We've allowed our academic system, kindergarten through the university system, to be infiltrated with the Socialist Marxist Communist professors and teachers, with the agenda and with the curriculum for the Socialist Marxist takeover of America. And we're watching now the drawing of the curtain. We're watching the closing of that effort for the past 100 years approximately in America, and we're seeing that take place just exactly as you've said. We're watching that, and I believe it's as a result of not necessarily these getting together behind closed doors and hatching out a plan. It's because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. It is a demonic operative factor that's in the hearts and the lives of these that want to overthrow the United States of America, our constitutional republic, and the capitalistic system that God has so blessed us with, called the United States of America. Dan, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Back in history, Obama mentioned the name Eugene Debs. Well, Eugene Debs in 1900 created the American Communist Party. He ran for president 5 times in his lifetime, became a close friend of Woodrow Wilson, and later on he said, I'm no longer a socialist, I am a Democrat. Now, that explains how the Democratic Party was infiltrated back in the 1900s, early 1900s, by Eugene Debs. Obama mentioned him over and over. Richard Trumkin, Obama's labor czar, mentioned him because he believed that every laborer needs to belong to a union because of the power and that it could inflict in the government.
Yes.
Now this,
and
what this,
most,
this
and Dan, what most people do not realize is the labor unions in America are sponsored by, started by, originated, and hatched out by the Socialist Marxist Communist Party in America.
Well, in its concept against, again, corrupt mega corporation and the wrongdoings to their employees, it allowed the festering of a union theory and thought and action.
Yes.
And once they got their tentacles into the workforce, then it led to our demise. And we're seeing it today. When a teacher's union can hold the nation hostage in order not to do their jobs because of a fake threat of a pandemic, how weak are we as a people? And it shocks me every morning when I wake up to realize we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper into the death of American and the future deaths of American citizens. And it's got to stop.
We're watching, Dan, and I hate to say this, but I believe it to be true. We're watching the death throes of a once great nation as a result of failure to be salt and light. The Bible says that judgment starts at the house of God. Judgment starts at the church. So I lay all of the blame, all of the cause and effect at the feet of the church, because we've had mealy mouthed, spineless pastors in the pulpit for 50, 60 years or better that refused to preach the full gospel, refused to talk anything about what is happening politically and socially and economically, having the goal to tell the people in the pew that we ought not to talk about political things, we ought not to talk about who's running for office, we shouldn't say that who we ought to vote for, and yet it's the Christian that God holds responsible as salt and light for the sustaining of any nation, of any people, and especially in America, where God has so blessed us because we have blessed Israel and because we've taken a stand on biblical truth. But now we've banned God, we've banned the Bible, we've banned prayer, we've banned the cross, and now we're watching the end result of that, I really believe.
Well, one more point, okay? This is the most important point. One day, you and your program will be eliminated.
And I don't doubt that at all.
If the listening audience will not admit to that in the coming days, then we're hopeless. This program is one of the most important vessels for a free people to use.
Absolutely. And I pray that our listeners will understand that and understand the need to hold us up in prayer, continue to sustain us in the financial realm, and to continue to recognize that God's called preachers, pastors, theologians, central biblicists to be the salt and the light, the Christians to stand for truth and not bow to the enemy. And I find us as a nation bowing to the enemy every day. In the dark world that is before us, if we see this global reset, if we see the one world order that is taking place, watching it before our eyes and watching the image of what may be or could be the future portents of what will be the global false religious leader that's now taking the lead role in telling the nation what we need to do as a Christian nation is to merge into the one world order.
Yes. I challenge the listeners to flood your organization with as much money as it takes to get you on 1,000 stations, to get
Amen,
you to
brother.
50 states if need be, because that is what we need to do to win. Get
Absolutely.
The truth out as fast and as strong as we can, period. And I'll end it there.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your encouragement. I'm humbled by your statements, but I'm thankful that we have the voice and the opportunity to challenge our listeners each and every day to recognize where we are. I believe Derwin is on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I am just so glad that you are still on the air and still giving it to them right between the eyes.
Thank you, Brother Derwin. It's good to hear your voice, brother. It's been a while since we talked. I'm thankful that you're alive and well and doing good. What do you say to the thought or the potentiality of a one-world order with America being melded into a globalist system? What
well,
do you think about that?
I don't know about my opinion, but I know one guy who says it's by his actions perfectly all right, and that's that Joe O'Biden. Anyway,
you're talking about Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe is on the fast track with it. They've already been meeting with China and Russia and talking behind closed doors with North Korea and Iran.
You just hit my whole point right there. You got it. First thing this country has to know, and they have to be educated enough to figure it out, Red China is not a capitalist country.
That's right.
Now, Donald Trump, from since I can remember him squawking about China, was their manipulation of the Yuan. And what they've been doing is China lives off the backs of its people. They don't need a capitalist system. And they turn around and save all these American dollars they're raking in, and probably other currencies. They don't need American dollars, but they found somebody that really likes them, and his name is Joe O'Biden. And
brother, you're exactly right.
A little sidekick there, and
well, Kamala Harris is the one that's in charge of the Oval Office, and I've said now for months and months and months, even before Biden stole the election with a socialist, Marxist, Democrat coup that overthrew our form of constitutional republic government in America through the demise of the Trump administration. It was an absolute coup, but it was I've said for months now that Kamala Harris is the de facto president. By June, maybe September at the latest of this year, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, like the little book of Amos says, but I can tell you Joe Biden is not cognitively able to carry out the task. All the major government heads around the globe, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, et cetera, are all recognizing his inability, cognitively speaking, and already now we have Kamala Harris that's acting as president by contacting all of the heads of the states around the globe and being in that position. But I'm looking at an article, Derwin, says China has 1 million people behind the propaganda machine to undermine the United States of America, according to a United States admiral. During the Tuesday hearing before the State Armed Services Committee, Indo-Pacific Command, Commander Admiral Philip Davidson said China has a vast disinformation machine with 1 million people behind it that is used to undermine America. Further, the article says they use regular media and social media and the Democratic Party and nearly 1 million people in the propaganda machine. Davidson said the goal of China disinformation efforts is to undermine America's interest in and to capture the narrative for their own benefit, corrupt the environment in a way that creates doubt among our allies and partners in the reliability of the United States of America. So we're watching that, Derwin. The key to it is we're watching all of the factions coming together. What we're seeing is, Derwin, if I can say this for a moment and then have your reaction to it, we're watching the Karl Marx agenda, Karl Marx said years and years and years ago that the way you overthrow a nation and make it a communist nation is to divide the citizens, to cause doubt and fear and division among the people, and therefore you have a weak nation to overthrow and to bring in, usher in communism. So we're watching that. That is the tool that's being used today in America, and it seems as though, just as Dan, one of our previous callers just said, it seems as though we've been asleep. And it is the sleepiness that's causing that, because what we see today in particular, Derwin, is the citizens in America, they're wanting the government to take care of everything from the cradle to the grave and put a paycheck in your mailbox each month, and therefore anything the government says, you're going to bend to it, bow to it, and be subjected to it and accept it, because if the government takes care of your medical needs, if the government takes care of your educational needs, if the government's going to put a paycheck in your pocket, and according to the Barna Report, as of 2 weeks ago, 27% of the income in Americans' pockets, 27%, that's over one-fourth, is coming from the federal government coffers today for every citizen in America. So we're watching the overthrow of our nation. We're watching the weakening of it so that it can be merged into a one-world global communist system. And Derwin, one of the things that we find in the scripture, in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, we find the 10 league nations that surrenders their power to one person, one man, and that one man, that one person is the Antichrist. According to Revelation 13, the Antichrist will rule and reign with an iron fist, and it won't be by force, it will be a surrender of the authority and power of the nations around the globe. How do you respond to that, Derwin?
Well, I see it just as you presented it. I'm glad to hear Dan and Greg and all these other callers are, you know, listening with a lot of intent and a lot of purpose. And I believe Dan had it.
Absolutely.
Support your church. Because that might be the last political party you belong to.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Well, Derwin, I'm thankful to hear from you, brother. I'm thankful that you're alive and well. And so keep on keeping on, keep praying. And as I tell our listeners, keep looking up, because our redemption draws nigh. Brother, have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
You do the same. Thank you.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, and I'm very passionate about it. I have great passion and zeal in relationship to communicating the truth from the Word of God, that we might not sit back as slumbering sheep and become sheeple. We need to be we the people. And what we're finding, ladies and gentlemen, with what's happening in Washington today and with Chuck Schumer and his group in the U.S. Senate, where they're talking about abolishing the nuclear option, that is the 60 votes required to do something, and just put it on a plurality of the majority, that is 50 plus one, and Kamala Harris will be that one because we have a divided Senate. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. If that takes place, it's, as old cliche goes, it's Katie barred the door. If that takes place, we have no hope for anything being reversed in America. If they're able to declare just the nuclear option, the 60-vote requirement to do so, the next thing on the calendar for the socialist, Marxist, communist in the House and the Senate, the next thing for the Senate to do will be to allow two additional states to become states, which will give the additional representatives in the House. And then by doing that, they can pack the courts. And once the courts are packed, you've got two additional states. We have a one-party rule, the dominance of one party, which is the Socialist, Marxist, Maoist Democratic Party. And that'll be the one-party rule. With the one-party rule, there'll be no hope, no help for America. And we will absolutely be torn and thrown into a one-world global order. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to have hope, and I want us to not be discouraged in the realization that this is taking place. God said it, that settles it. The Word of God is to be believed and followed. And if God said it, that settles it. The question, the only question that I have is, when will it take place? Will the prayers of the Christians, can we sustain ourselves, and can we come before the throne of God, as we're told to in Hebrews text, to do so boldly, and asking God to repel the enemy and to continue to give us hope and faith and peace and strength in a nation that is to honor God? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're going to continue as we think on the subject today, our new world order. Right after the news, we'll be right back with continuing our Let's Face the Issue.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.